Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Tony from Bremerton is. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Tony's here. So, Steve, you got to go over there, which is out.
All right, fine. Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Tony has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Showtime.
Yeah. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine do what?
Take the pain away?
No.
Takes the sickness away?
No.
Pass.
You want to pass?
Pass.
In what modern state did the first Thanksgiving take place?
Massachusetts.
Yes. What was the name of Saturday Night Fever's sequel?
Live?
No.
Fever?
No.
Pass.
Which video game featured an amphibian trying to cross traffic?
Pass.
What continent is Andorra part of?
South America?
No.
North America. Jesus Christ. Africa?
No.
Oh.
You know what, Tony? You are number one in our hearts. Number one.
My son's going to be so mad.
Oh, wow.
Steve's going to be happy, though, because he lost 2 already today.
Oh, so he did bad?
Yeah, you never know.
Tony, you did me a solid? Did you stink up the joint?
I'll say this. It could be worse. Okay. It could be.
Although saying you did me a solid and stinking up the joint could be taken a different way.
Wow.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine do what?
Go down.
Yeah. What modern state did the first Thanksgiving take place?
What modern state? New York.
No.
What was the question again?
In what modern state did the first Thanksgiving take place?
Washington.
No.
New Hampshire.
No. What was the name of Saturday Night Fever's sequel?
Saturday Night Fever 2.
No.
Stay Alive.
No.
Staying Alive.
There you go. Which video game featured an amphibian trying to cross traffic?
Oh, Frogger.
Yeah.
Great game.
What continent is Andorra part of?
What continent? Africa.
No.
Australia.
No.
Antarctica.
No. Which vitamin found in carrots helps maintain the acuity of your vision?
Vitamin A?
Yeah. Who is the lead singer of The Doors?
Jim Morrison.
He was.
The Lizard King.
How many total legs does a butterfly have?
6.
Yes. What creature can Targaryens tame in Game of Thrones?
Lions?
No.
Tigers?
No.
Sharks?
No. How many minutes is one round in boxing?
Three.
Yes. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win.
Let's
7-1. Tony, we love you.
Thank you, man. I just want to take a shout-out to my son. He always been telling me to play you guys, and I'm sorry, Kaleo. I lost.
Oh, what's your name of your son again?
His name's Kaleo.
And how old is he?
He's 14. We, on, like, days, you know, sometimes, like, a winter break, breaks that we go on, we just travel, we drive together, and we love listening to your guys' show, so.
Oh,
we love
thanks,
playing.
Tony.
We love playing beat mix.
That's awesome.
You rock, Tony.
Oh, you just hung up on him. You're such a jerk. He had something more to say. Kaleo might have said that.
I didn't mean to.
You might be his biggest crush.
Oh,
we will never know.
Another one bites the dust.
So rude.
Tony and Kaleo. Dynamic duo.
Another one bites the dust.
Well, the one that Tony did know, you got wrong. The modern state where the first Thanksgiving took place, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
The continent that Andorra is part of is Europe. And Targaryens in Game of Thrones, they can tame a dragon.
Oh, yeah. That
Fly
makes
them
sense.
All over the place.
Yeah. I never watched that movie, that show.
Steve.
What?
No Titanic, no Game of Thrones. You
are
a mess.
No, I've got better things to watch.
Okay.
Like
wrestling?
Monday Night Raw. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Or SmackDown.
Yesterday, I learned about timers for your Christmas lights. So I went home and asked my husband, Brad, if he was aware that this technology existed. So you're going to hear what he had to say after Beck. Just in case you missed it, yesterday I had my mind absolutely blown when I learned that you can get timers for your Christmas lights. Thing I said I was never going to do, Steve.
Okay.
I decorated for Christmas.
Already?
Before Thanksgiving. I did.
I still got to take down my Halloween decorations from that are outside. I forgot about them.
Are these the like inflatable ones?
Yes. I took them off the timer, so they're not going up.
Okay, I didn't realize that the inflatables, you could set a timer for them. That is game-changer material.
Well, can't you set a timer for your Christmas lights?
I don't think I have that ability. How
you
do you do? How do you do that?
With these things called a timer. Quick timer. This cracks me up that at this point you still had no idea that was going on.
I thought like for the big crazy displays and things like that, sure, there's some cool technology. I didn't realize that just a regular person like me could get a timer.
There was once also a thing that you could do where you clapped and it would turn lights on and off. It was pretty bonkers. I'll show you that later. All right, back to the clip.
What
that
do
you
mean?
Buy. You plug it in and you program the timer.
I've never heard of this before.
Are you serious?
I'm dead
it's
serious.
It's 2025.
Do you go outside every time to plug in your Christmas lights?
Yes.
Every day?
Who are you?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know, a regular person?
No, you're a regular person from like the 1990s.
Yeah.
I literally am today years old when I've learned about this. My brain is exploding right now. This is crazy.
Yeah, you get it at like a Lowe's or a Home Depot.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
All right.
Holy cow, you guys. I have just been enlightened. Oh my God.
Well, now you can time your enlightenment.
Sure can.
I'll say at this point, I decided to put the challenge to your husband. Because I'm still like, this is so bonkers to me. I was laughing yesterday, even thinking about this. Like that was been it was the fact that you would go outside to turn your lights on and off was living rent free in my head all last night.
That's how I've been doing it forever.
Can you please break the news to Brad today? Because I want to know if he's just as in the dark.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Okay. So Steve, you asked for it,
and you did it.
I did. I went home and I checked in with my husband, Brad.
Question for you: can you tell people, you know, when our Christmas lights are up, what's the process for turning them on and turning them off every day?
No, it's been...
That's a very strange question just to throw out there to your husband.
What do you want, Darren?
I think we leave them on all the time, don't we?
But
I mean, every once in a while, we'll go, if we're going out of town for a day or two, we will unplug them.
But the way...
So you guys are very energy inefficient.
I barely so.
So you just turn your Christmas lights on and you don't even turn them off?
I do
ever?
Turn them off. I do turn them off.
I don't know. Your husband's saying something different.
Oh, God.
Brad's already passed out by that point of sleep. He's just like, you know what? I'm going to bed.
I'm
do whatever
stoned
you want.
For this.
But the way that we turn them off is by...
unplugging them.
Yeah.
You're leaving the witness.
I know.
What if I told you that there is a timer that you can get to set your outdoor Christmas lights up on a timer so you don't even have to think about it?
Now, Danny, you haven't heard this. Do you think Brad is aware of this or unaware of this?
Oh, I think he's aware of it.
Let's find out.
Those in those home computers will never make it.
Did you know that they had timers for your Christmas lights?
Yes.
I was today years old when
Have you
I learned
not
that.
Seen some of these videos on the internet of people's houses going crazy to music and everything? You're on that thing 24 hours a day. I thought maybe you'd seen one of those.
I didn't know. You can just get one.
What thing is he talking about? Your cell phone?
He's talking about the people that have the massive
no, light
displays
and
all that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the fact that I haven't gotten a targeted ad for one of these yet is shocking.
So now he's thinking that his wife thinks that people, in order to do those crazy lights, are like unplugging.
I think that's my favorite part, is because that's not a timer either.
No,
Brad.
He's confused. Like not
a computer
nearly as
program.
He's not as confused as you, but he's definitely confused as well.
And then no, you got to call a special guy, and he's got to come over and set it all up for you, and then they like set it to the beats per minute and the music and everything.
I'm just saying, we can get one for our house, and you can even turn it on and off with Alexa. Isn't that awesome?
I'm sure it'll be on our doorstep in a couple days.
Oh, gosh. Spoiler alert, I'm old school. I haven't ordered a timer yet.
I almost picked one up for you yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
We were at Target, and I was like, you know what? Let me go check and see if they have them right now.
The affordability of them was quite shocking to me. It's like $20 or less.
Between the two.
It's a great deal.
Between Brad and her, I feel like that was the oldest conversation I've ever listened to in my entire life.
So it blows my mind that Taryn hasn't even heard of timers. Hasn't she ever watched the movie Home Alone
yes!
from the 90s? That's how all the lights turn on from Shane and Shehalis.
Again, I thought that was more of a like giant display type of thing, not just like a regular. I just have like three strands of lights, guys. Very simple setup.
Yeah, I don't have a lot either, but I have one of these things that plugs into my outlet, and I can just say, oh, yeah, you know, at 4:30 in the evening, can you turn all the lights on? And at 9 o'clock at night, turn them all off. That way I don't have to go outside and do it.
We have them inside our house, Taryn, for like our like lamps.
He's bougie.
Yeah.
This is so insane. I'm not saying I'm not going to do it.
Someone just texted in Adam and Everett, said, wait till Taryn hears about these timers for sprinklers, too.
Wait, you have sprinklers? You people are fancy.
I remember timers for lights in the 1980s. People put lights inside their house on timers when they went on vacation. That's right. Timers on lights might actually be older than Taryn. Now my head hurts.
Wow.
I'm just late to the party, guys.
Why is everyone calling? People now are calling in to talk about timers as well.
What is happening?
I don't know.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, this week we have tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday happening Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena with Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's time for Hook or Shook.
The game with absolutely no integrity.
We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, and that is going down on Friday, December 12th in Everett at Angel of the Winds Arena.
Just a few weeks away.
I know. Where is the time going, Steve? Brent and Zach from Shinedown are going to be coming to town for it. The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and more. And it is Jesse from Burlington playing for the chance to be there. Jesse, how you doing?
I am doing very well. How are you guys?
We're great, man.
And we're going to spin this wheel to see if you are playing with Steve Miggs or me.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Will it land on T-Dog? Will it land on yours truly? Well, currently it's on my name, and it's staying there. So let's win these tickets.
All right, Jesse, here is your clip.
That is going to be Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love.
Did you know that Robert Plant said that the beat of this song is perfect for
love
making whoopee?
I don't know.
Not that part, Steve.
What? The
I thought you were matching the hi-hat there.
Yeah, I am. It seems very uncomfortable and jarring.
All right, well, that was one down.
I'm just going to graze over the fact that she called it whoopee.
Yes, I am. I've watched a few 80s era game shows in my life, and that's how they refer to sex, Danny. Yeah.
Jesse, you did great. Now it's Steve Miggs' turn. Here is your clip, sir.
Oh, lots of ladies probably think about making whoopee to the lead singer of this band. That would be Incubus.
And I do.
And I believe that song. Is that the one we're driving?
How was that against you?
Drive.
Jesse, congratulations. You are going to be at Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday with all of us crazy kids.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I just wanted to say that my kids and myself absolutely love the show. You guys are hilarious. You guys give us a great way to start the morning.
Oh, dude, thank you. I'm glad we won those tickets for you now.
Thank you.
So which one of your kids are you going to take?
Ooh.
Rock, paper, scissors. We're going to have to rock, paper, scissors and figure it out.
How many kids you got?
I've got 2 kids. My son's 5. My daughter's 4.
Oh, that's awesome. Have they been to their first concert yet?
They have not. So this acoustic thing might be kind of perfect. You know, it might not be too loud or overwhelming. So we'll see. We'll see.
Nice. Yeah. Just use it as like bribery. Say, yeah. Hey, be good.
Clean your room.
Yes. That's awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Alice in Chains. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we're checking in with the Rockaholics, so please call if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today or if you have anything on your mind to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK.
We got a bunch of texts earlier about Thanksgiving traditions, all because of the conversation we're having with, what was her name again?
Oh my gosh, Jenny?
Jenny.
Jenny.
We forget that. She has a Peanuts-themed Thanksgiving where they eat what was in that Snoopy Thanksgiving special.
What was it? Toast, popcorn, jelly beans, and ice cream sundaes?
Yes, yes. And I think there was something else in there. I can't remember.
All the major food groups represented.
Right. So we're taking calls and texts from people who have different and unique Thanksgiving traditions. And I have a few more that we didn't get to. So I was just see what you guys think if you would rock with these.
Okay.
I like this one, although it could lead to a lot of problems. It's called, we have a thing called the mystery plate. One person brings a dish with no labels. You have to eat it before finding out what it is.
Ooh.
All right. You do it? I would do it too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anyone's going to go like, I don't think anyone's going to do anything bad. Like, it's not going to be like, you know, like turkey poop or something like that. I don't know.
You never know, actually, because they do have the, like, what do you call them? The giblets or whatever inside the turkey. And my grandpa used to love those things. Like, my grandma would make the neck and the heart and everything and prepare them for him.
What is that, like, the chicken gizzard? Is that what something?
Gizzards, yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. No, I mean, the turkey.
Yeah. I remember, like, Ezel's. I remember I used to go there and get, like, chicken, and they would they would sell the chicken gizzard, I guess.
I think they still do, actually.
And it was super popular. Not my cup of tea.
No.
But for some people, like, they were all about it.
I'm out on that one.
Okay, so you wouldn't do the mystery plate?
I guess I'd do the mystery plate, but no gizzards for me.
It's not exactly the same, but Sid does that with her family because she'll make, because she's fully plant-based. So she makes, like, a plant-based pie, some kind of, like, an apple pie or a pumpkin pie where it's just fully, like, there's no egg, no dairy or anything in it. But she won't tell anyone in the family which pie she made.
Oh, that's fine.
Because some people in her family are just like, if you just say the word vegan, they're like, it's got to be disgusting. And they just hate on it. So she'll wait. And it's kind of fun to watch. She'll wait to see when, like, her uncle's eating the pie. And she'll be like, what do you think of the pie, uncle? And you can tell, like, the look on his face, like, ah, damn it, this is your pie, isn't it? It's good.
Got me again.
Yeah. Gotcha.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Andy, you are in Bremerton, and there's a song that you really like. What song is that?
I like that Foo Fighters song, Asking for a Friend. I've, like, ever since I started hearing it, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, old school, like, WWE theme intros. Like, I feel like I could really come out to that song.
You should do it.
And lay the smack down on somebody.
Yeah.
Steve, I can loan you some spandex.
Oh.
Man, it's always been a dream to do something like that. I've always wanted to do wrestling.
Well, how old are you?
31.
The dream is still alive, brother. You can still do it. There's wrestling schools all around. Look them up, man.
All right, I'll give it a try. That would be my intro song.
Yeah, I like that you've already figured that out.
Yeah, that's like the hardest part.
The first step.
I didn't wrestle for 7 years because I couldn't figure out what song to come out to.
What song do you come out to?
It's not my own song.
Oh.
It's a custom song.
Bye.
Is it the Cool Steve song?
Yes. In fact, this is it right here.
If you walked out to this, I would have to give you money. Like, I'd just start throwing money because I'd be like, this is amazing.
Steve is
Cool Steve. Not that you asked. But, like, in some Lucha Libre, and, like, in Mexico and even here in the States, like, if a match is going so great, usually it's like a Lucha Libre style match. Fans will just crumble up money and throw it into the ring, and it's such it's such a cool sight. It's like, usually you only see that with girls in thongs, so to see guys in spandex getting it, pretty awesome.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and Russ from Woodinville wants to talk about our former Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith. What's up, Russ?
Hey, I bought a rookie card last year. And it's probably only worth $11 now.
Might be even a little bit less after this season.
Maybe. I think when they brought Pete Carroll on and they brought Geno Smith on, it's like Seahawks number two. It's like, I think they're trying to get the number one pick for next year. So the worse they do, maybe they'll get the number one pick, you know?
No, I feel like they need a word then to speak with the Tennessee Titans, who are doing a little bit better of a job. Who's what? The Titans are 1-10.
Yeah.
And the Raiders are 2-8?
Something like that, yeah.
They only have 2 wins, I know that.
It's rough. It's a battle out there.
Blame it on me.
We are. That's the problem. The Daily Migs
Show. Steve Migs, I'm not great at math, but I think we need about maybe 2 more people to join the 69 Club at KISW.com for Coats for Kids to take us over $6,000 raised so far this year. And $25, that equals one brand new coat for a local child in need.
Can we give a big shout out to Dale Sanders? Donated $500. This morning's been bonkers. Over $1,000 raised just this morning. The Rockaholics, we love you for your generosity.
Head to KISW.com and support Operation Warm. My son, Barrett, at 6 years old, has learned a lot of bad words. Some of them actually
almost imitating instruments.
Oh, my goodness. What the heck was
some
that?
Some of them even coming from some of these kids' movies that we've been watching, one of which we have been watching a lot lately, and it's Bad Guys 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought it was Bad Boys. I'm like,
Bad Guys.
I was thinking, I'm like, what kind of kids' show do you think Bad Boys with Will Smith is?
It's called Bad Guys.
What the hell is Bad Guys?
It's a cartoon where it's like a crew of animals, like a little gang of animals that are the bad guys. And we were chatting about the bad word from the movie.
Let's grab your footprint, jackass.
Wait, so this is a kid show and they say jackass?
Nice carbon footprint, jackass. Yes.
Is this meant for toddlers?
It's PG. Oh,
he's not a toddler.
It's PG, yeah. So no.
Well, I mean, Lily watched it when she was probably about six or seven.
Six, seven.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we just watched The Shining in our household.
Yeah, of course.
Good children's show.
It's a classic.
What did you say?
And then he said classic.
Classic? After he said the bad word?
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was like, oh, that's just a classic scene. I'm like, when did he become 20?
Classic? After he said the bad word?
Yeah. What does classic mean?
What does classic mean?
Yeah.
It means like...
Wait, so he's wondering about what classic means, but he doesn't have to ask you what jackass means?
Point, Steve. Like he's talking about a classic car, so it's like a vintage car that's been around for a long time. That's like kind of solid.
Mom,
like
can you say it right now?
Can you say what?
Shut up.
What did you say?
I gotta say it. Shut up, jackass.
Which, by the way, is not the movie quote.
Shut up, jackass.
That's just how he talks to his mother.
Maybe he hears you say that to your dad.
Shut up, jackass.
Excuse me. No, that's not what he says in the movie.
Well, I can say it like that.
No, you can't say it like anything. Don't say that word. How's your snack?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
It's unhinged.
I know. Oh, you guys. Now he's calling me a jackass. It's been a big week.
Shut up, jackass.
The Daily Mix Show.
Coach for Kids is happening right now at KISW.com. And we have a goal of $50,000, yes. Rockaholics. You can help us out. $25 puts a brand new warm winter jacket on a child in need. And today, we've gotten some pretty significant donations, Steve.
Yeah, we're nearly $6,000 raised thanks to people like Corey Zanatuni, who donated $69, joined the 69 Club, and Joseph Kraft, $100 donated.
Do it at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law, and there are two retired Washington State ferries, the Hayak and Klahoya.
Klahoya.
How are you doing? And they've remained unsold, so I'm thinking we need to start a GoFundMe so we can buy these ferries.
I know every time there's like a Powerball, you know, jackpot happening, people say, what would you spend the money on? It's this.
Would you buy a ferry?
I would buy a ferry.
That would be amazing.
So great.
Would you charge people to go on it, or would it be like a party ferry?
Party ferry.
Party ferry. Bring your cars on there. But they had to vet, like, potential buyers. Apparently, they had a previous deal that collapsed, but, like, there's just a bunch of stuff that goes on when it comes to buying a ferry. I'm not very familiar, since I've never been in the market to buy one, but it would be pretty freaking cool to have one.
Hell yes. I mean, very Pacific Northwest, too, you know?
Yeah, I think I'd go with the Hayak. That way, I at least could pronounce that one properly.
Yes. Yeah. Well, speaking of the Washington State ferries, they are expecting more than 300,000 riders throughout the holiday weekend, and this is the most they're expecting since before the pandemic, with up to 70,000 passengers on Thanksgiving Day alone. But good news, all 17 ferries are back in service. That being said, though, you should still expect big delays this weekend, especially westbound midweek and eastbound over the weekend.
Well, if we get these other two ferries, we could kind of go in and kind of help them out.
Yes. Start our own routes, charge our own pricing. It'll be like a rave.
I don't know if you heard about the story that happened in Arizona. This guy by the name of Brian and a woman by the name of Carissa allegedly forced their way inside of a restaurant to steal money from the cash register. But that's not all that they did. Apparently, the cops say they were able to catch these two on surveillance video, not because they were stealing stuff, but because they were on the patio hooking up.
Mm.
You know, because while you're robbing stuff, of course, that makes you start feeling a little sexy.
Mm.
They allegedly scattered flowers everywhere, ransacked the bar before leaving as well. Here's the owner of the restaurant, Lexi, who's talking about the arrest.
I'm super grateful for all the people on social media that helped us and found them. So I'm grateful, number one, and really happy about it. The arrest makes me happy.
Steve, I'm just curious. No,
they were happy also during the arrest.
The woman involved, how do you think you pronounce her last name?
Oh, okay, so her name is Carissa. Her last name is spelled, and I'll spell it first, so that way for people that want to play at home. S-U-C-A-N-I-C-K. I'm going to go with Susanik.
Susanik?
Not Suckanik.
Not Suckanik?
No, because she was with Brian, not Nick. Ha-cha-cha. I say I'm here all day, but I'm leaving as soon as humanly possible for that.
I'm going to get your tattoo.
That too. Okay. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 46 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Mr. Suckanick, as well as Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.